You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18+. The Guangzhou Academy of Fine Arts in southern China had over 140 works stolen from their collection, but nobody noticed for years. This is because the thief replaced every item he stole with his own paintings.
I feel like who Art Ed?
I'm trying to slice it.
Who Art Ed? Mr. Wood, Art Ed, me.
Yeah. Either way, it's ambiguous. It works on so many levels.
I know.
That's
off to
a great start.
Welcome to Who Arted, where we explore visual arts in an audio medium. I'm your host, Kyle Wood, and today I'm going to be talking about what is probably one of the most audacious acts of art theft and forgery I have ever read about. I'm not sure how much you can believe from an admitted thief and forger, but according to Xiao Wan, he was not the only one stealing and forging works in the university collection. Zhao was a librarian with a key to the university's storeroom. He says that starting in 2004, he would let himself in, take an artwork, and replace it with his own forgery. He left the job in 2010 after allegations of this conduct, which he was very clearly guilty of, came to light and he was turned over to the police. He took 143 paintings from prominent Chinese artists. He said he sold 125 of them, earning over 34 million yuan, which is about 6 million American dollars. He said he spent the money buying other art. Now, if you're noticing, I said he stole 143 paintings, but sold 125 of them, and 125 is fewer than 143, you may be wondering about the other 18. Were they just no good and he couldn't find a buyer? Apparently, he held on to the best pieces because police say those 18 works are worth an estimated 70 million yuan. Now, some guy working in a museum quietly helping himself to the collection of artworks and then replacing them with his own copies seems pretty strange and bold. But the next bit brings this story to next level bananas territory. According to Zhao, theft and forgery were rampant. He said he noticed that people were stealing his forgeries and replacing them with their own forgeries. It kind of makes you wonder if even he was getting the originals or if he was forging a copy of a forgery. I mean, he did steal and copy work by Zhang Daqian, a landscape and still life painter who was also considered to be a master forger himself. The forger was forging works by a forger only to have his forgery taken and forged. It's like Inception, but instead of some sort of crazy technology that allows people to go to different levels of dreams within dreams, it's some librarian going into a closet and taking a 17th century of painting of a rock and birds. I guess there's not really much similarity there at all, but still, the movie Inception had a pretty cool premise and great special effects, if I recall correctly. Zhao pleaded guilty in court, and he warned of the lax security causing problems for the museum's collection. It's kind of funny when you think about it. The thief is saying, you know, well, the real problem here is that the museum wasn't doing enough to stop me from stealing from them. But he said that he noticed fakes in there from his first day on the job. Obviously, quite a few more of them were popping up through his time there. And I absolutely love this quote from Zhao. After he was caught and he was talking about how rampant the forgery was, he said, "I realized someone else had replaced my paintings with their own because I could clearly discern that their works were terribly bad." I mean, at least he took pride in what he was doing, even if it was kind of shameful. You may be wondering about this lax security and how so many forgers were getting access to the works. I guess the university professors and students can take out paintings the same way that you and I might check out a book from the local library. I gotta say, I kind of love that idea of being able to take out great works of art, for art being accessible to everyone. But I guess this is why we can't have nice things.
This concludes this week's episode of Who Arted, part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. If you found this tolerable, please leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. You can find images of the work being discussed this week and every week on social media at Who Arted Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and of course on the website whoartedpodcast.com. Podcast done.